for 99.9% of the American public, the most contact they're ever going to have with the FBI is what they see on television, what they see in the movies, what they read in books, really what they're going to get from their interaction with the entertainment industry. So in our efforts to really build trust and confidence with the American public, this goes a long way towards allowing us to do that.
It seems like it would not only sort of boost your image and sort of give people a better idea of what it is you do, but you're going right into their living rooms. So everybody thinks they know exactly how it works at the FBI.
Oh, that's right. It's really money well spent for us. It's an outreach that allows us direct access to the American public and allows us to really give the American public a good view of how we operate.
Your unit was created when?
Oh, that's a good question. This unit, in one form or another, has been around for probably at least 35 years, but it's gone through a lot of different incarnations and had a lot of different responsibilities. Always at the core of it has been working with the entertainment industry and providing investigative publicity. But at different times, it has had different other responsibilities associated with it too, like the internet or research for the director's office, things like that.
When you see the finished product of a show like CSI or Numbers, do you think to yourself, oh, it would never happen that way? Or do you think to yourself, oh, they kind of got it right?
Well, you know, we've worked with both CSI and Numbers. And first and foremost, our interaction with the entertainment industry is not really to spin the FBI in any way or in any one way or another. Our effort is to help these folks get it right, make as authentic a show as they can. And so a lot of times when we see the final product on television, it really is the way things really are.
You also deal with not just the TV shows that I mentioned, like CSI Numbers, Without a Trace, The Closer, but you also deal with folks in the movie industry, even books. Tell me a bit about how you establish those relationships. Do they approach you?
Yeah, as a general rule, I always say we're not selling anything. For the most part, as it pertains to the entertainment industry, the assistance we provide usually comes at the request of producers or authors or directors or screenwriters, someone who's actually working on a particular project. They can reach us through our email address, and that's the way they usually do. And really, before we provide them with any assistance, we really must insist that they have a defined project. We'll ask them for, you know, a script, a treatment, a story, an outline.
So you have an idea of where it is they want to go before you tell them this is how our role would be if this were to actually happen.
Right. And our decision to help them is going to be based really in part on whether or not the production is authentic in its portrayal, or whether we can help them make it more authentic.
Are there any common mistakes that the entertainment industry would make?
Well, usually involving technology. They generally portray the FBI as having, you know, higher technology than we really have, or, you know, a greater technical capability than we have. We'll make recommendations to the productions, but of course, you know, we do not insist that any of the recommendations be incorporated actually into the project. We do not control their projects at all, so they're free to kind of take or disregard.
I've often wondered also if there's ever a television show or a book or something that would be portraying the FBI in a way that is completely unfathomable, completely outside the realm of possibility. Do you ever go, hey, that's not how it would work, whether it portrays you in a good way or in a bad way? That's not really your purview, though, is it?
There are times that we've worked with productions when... Again, when they've showed an interest where they want to get it right, but mm-hmm. but when their starting product just is nowhere close to reality, and you know, for example, we worked with a movie company who had a prominent scene in one of their movies involving torture by an FBI agent, and that's just something that we don't do, and it certainly is not in our best interest to portray that image of an FBI agent or FBI operations. So we worked very closely with the company, and we figured out a way, again, you know, just giving them suggestions how they could improve their product, make it more realistic. We found a good way to kind of find a mid-ground where we felt that the FBI was being portrayed fairly, and yet they still had the cutting-edge product that they were looking for.
Have you ever had the opportunity to work closely with television shows or movies or any real popular medium and have a really cool story to tell? Have you ever come away with something you're like, God, that was kind of fun?
Well, certainly a lot of the people that work for me have stories like that. As a general rule, I try to distance myself from the projects. I try to be the kind of the voice of reason with a lot of these projects and you know, maintain the FBI's credibility on a lot of these.
Okay, so you have to maintain that detachment.
I do try to maintain the distance, but it is kind of fun to see these productions, you know, as these companies go through the motions making these movies and television shows.
And not just the fun side of things, but the heavy side of things, too. You also work to publicize fugitives around the world, right?
Right. That's really, as you can probably tell from the title of the unit, we're really split in half. Half of our job is investigative publicity. The other half is the public affairs work.
Mm-hmm.
And on the investigative publicity side, that generally means that we coordinate and manage the publicity efforts for investigations involving fugitives, kidnappings, missing persons, unknown subjects. And really the most famous outlets for these types of investigative publicity efforts would be the FBI's Top 10 Most Wanted Fugitives program, where I'm sure most of your listeners have heard of, and the Most Wanted Terrorist program. These efforts are all about enhancing trust and confidence in the FBI. We want people in the American public to have faith in the FBI and believe that we're doing the best job that we can. And we really believe that we are. And we don't want them to be unwilling to approach the FBI with information because they may have some preconceived notion about what the FBI, you know, how the FBI may operate. A lot of times, especially when you're looking at something like a terrorism investigation, the very people that we want to talk to, often in smaller ethnic communities, these may be people that have come from homelands where you certainly wouldn't approach the FBI if you had a problem, let alone if you didn't have a problem but had important information. We want these people to understand that the FBI is really not an organization like they might have faced in their homeland, and that this is a professional law enforcement and intelligence organization. We will certainly treat them fairly and with respect.